The recent convictions of suspected Liberian war criminals in Philadelphia for immigration fraud have fueled the demand for war crimes court in Liberia. WHYY's Daryl C. Murphy reports.
All over the world, Liberians are still seeking justice for the 14-year-long civil war that claimed over 200,000 lives. Former Liberian journalist Algerome Anastas Chetty is a member of the Coalition for Justice in Liberia. He was targeted by the ruling regime during the upheaval for being outspoken against them. He left the country in 1997 and now lives in Minnesota. He says survivors of the war have a responsibility to those who lost their lives.
There's nothing wrong for crying for justice. For any true civilization to thrive, there must be a strong foundation of justice.
The Liberian government formed the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in the years after the Civil War. The commission compiled a list of alleged war criminals, but the government hasn't taken action, and some of the people listed actually hold political office. Jerome says for victims to see offenders living with impunity is tormenting.
Up to now, people whose parents were killed or people who lost their loved ones are still moving around in our country, traumatized, seeing the very people that were responsible for the death and destruction of their family members roaming the streets freely.
In the meantime, justice is found outside of Liberia. Europe and the United States are leading the charge in Liberian war crimes prosecutions. In Philadelphia, two major figures in the Civil War, Muhammad Jabate and Jokonti Thomas Wawiyu, faced long sentences for lying about their involvement in the war on their U.S. immigration applications. Assistant U.S. Attorney Linwood Wright led the prosecution in both convictions. Philadelphia's large Liberian community is causing some speculation that there are more cases in the pipeline. Wright and his team could not comment on that, but he says his office is committed to pursuing war criminals via immigration fraud charges.
If there are people who were involved in the conflict who have made false statements when they, in fact, were trying to get immigration benefits, well, then, and we know about it, then those are the sorts of things we'll pursue based on the evidence.
If immigration isn't a feasible angle, then a civil suit is the next best option. Moses Thomas, a Delaware County resident, allegedly oversaw the Lutheran Church massacre, where around 600 people were killed. He is now being sued in federal court by victims of the massacre. While these cases provide some retribution, justice advocate Alfonso Nyenan, who lives in Bucks County, says it isn't enough.
That's one of the concerns that Liberians have, that this seems to be selective justice, you know, that real hardcore criminals are going scot-free simply because they haven't migrated to the United States, whereas we're getting other people.
Still, the cases are adding momentum to the war crimes court movement. 2 days after the conviction of Wawiyu, 76 organizations submitted a report to the United Nations Human Rights Committee. It calls out Liberia for its failure to follow through with prosecutions for war crimes. Andrea Cayley is a coordinator with Civitas Maximus, one of the organizations behind the submission.
The stuff that's happening in Philadelphia is triggering a reaction in Liberia. And a groups of people calling and protesting and demanding a court, which is then getting the attention of all of these NGOs in Africa, Liberia, and the U.S., that is then pulling that together and now pushing towards the U.N.
Cayley says the movement will continue raising awareness in the U.S. and lobbying the U.N. For WHYY, Daryl C. Murphy.